See? Now you're schooling me there for Stone's Hold, pal. And I appreciate it. It ain't that I ain't into using other people's samples for nothing or in posting stems. Help, I don't even know how or what that there is. Really, but I ain't got the time to listen to 11 tijillion chaffs to get to one wheat. I probably ain't going to do the same when it comes to samples. Really, I know I'm out of my element here. And not just in a couple of dance club genres neither. I listen to them acapellas and think, well, what kind of song can I make out of hemp? That for the most part makes lyrical, musical sense and when possible, makes them even more engaging than they started out being. I ain't really interested in getting my little rounded scissors and Elmer's glue out and pasting a bunch of somebody else's cut-ups together. Not that I don't appreciate the quality work done by others in this regard when I hear it. I stress the word quality. All that said, I'm old and old school. I guess as I prefer to, again for the most part, actually play in all my parts and score 'em my own self. Y'all see, I'm a musician, instrumentalist, or player. Whatever euphemism you'd prefer is fine by me. I am not a collage maker. Again, whatever euphemism you'd prefer is okay. If we are all just going around glad-handing and giving reach-arounds to everybody and constantly remixing each other for its own sake, that just seems like public masturbation to me. It don't have no point to it. And, like it or not, as in everything in this ratty-ass old world, there's a pretty pitiful chaff-to-wheat ratio. CC included. That's why when some good feller or gal hears something by, say, Love Shadow, it sticks out like a sore thumb. I won't say it's better cause that's too subjective, but it is more proficient, more cohesive, better mixed and arranged, self-evidently. And should, by any lights, be held in higher regard as both a benchmark and an example of what to strive for. I honestly listen to a goodly number of the very appropriately named editor's picks and shake my whole noggin in wonder. I can't for the life of me discern any standard, subjective criteria that binds them at all. To me, it's like your sixth grade teacher just said, "All right this week, buddy. See, Lia, Derwood and Skip are gonna be editors, and pick the best songs out for folks." But when Bobby raises his hand to ask, what are the guidelines he should use, or what are the things he should use in deciding what makes one better than another, the teacher just goes, "Oh, anything you like for any reason at all there, Bobby. Now shut up, will ya? Call a spade is all I'm saying." I don't thank Love Shadow or me for that matter. Need our egos as they are already pretty huge. By and I imagine Alice and some others here actually make quite a good living doing just this kind of shit day in and day out. We don't need to be here for no other reason than the fun of it. Help, Shannon, Calgal and some of them others might gag if they was to find out what getting a quality track fully produced costs by us. Out where the rubber meets the road. Yet they get scads of them here for nothing more than a thank you kindly. And that's as it should be. I see now that CC is not gear for whole fellers like me. But I'm having a whale of a time and I thank you for putting up with my sorry ass. Go on with your bad selves.